Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the result presentations. Value Partners Group Limited, Hong Kong Stock Code 806. Today announced its 2015 interim result for the period ended 30 June 2015. The management team will go through with you the financial and business performance of the company. The presentation will last for around 20 minutes. Here on the side, we have Value Partners Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Timothy Sy, and Head of Finance, Ms. Icy Wong. Ms. Wong will go through with the presentation now. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the investor call of our 2015 interim results. I'm Icy Wong, Head of Finance of Value Partners. Our presentation today is composed of three sections. I will first go through our financial highlights, and after that, Mr. Timothy Sy, our CEO, will give you an overview of our major business developments. We will then open the floor for questions. In the first half of 2015, Value Partners delivered a set of promising results. Net profits of the group more than tripled to 446 million Hong Kong dollars from a year earlier. In addition, net sales and assets under management both reached an all-time high. However, market volatility increased as we entered the second half of the year. Notwithstanding the ongoing development, we remain well positioned to embrace the challenges and opportunities ahead. In the next few slides, let me walk you through the profit drivers of our first half results. On slide 5, you can see that AUM of the group continued to grow healthily and increased to a record high of $17.8 billion in June. In the first 6 months of the year, we reported substantial fund inflows and strong fund performance, which both contributed to our AUM growth. Net subscription also increased to an all-time high of $3.2 billion. This is already the sum of our net sales in the past 2 years. Supported by the growth in net sales and AUM, gross management fees of the group increased 61% from a year earlier to 549 million Hong Kong dollars. In terms of fee margin, gross management fee margin increased to 93 basis points from 87 basis points because of comparatively strong inflows into our own brand funds, which enjoy higher margins. Meanwhile, as a result of the strengthened distribution network, which helped boost our net sales to record high, we will share part of our management fees with our distribution partners. A larger share of info from these channels slightly compressed our net management fee margin to 59 basis points from 62 basis points a year earlier. Next, let's move on to performance fees, another key driver of the group's revenue. Performance fees increased substantially by over 900% to 229 million Hong Kong dollars, mainly driven by increasing contribution from the group's growing mandate in mainland China. As you all know, performance fees for most of our major own brand funds crystallized at the end of the year, but performance fee of some of these China mandates crystallized before the end of June. This is the reason for the increased performance fee income during the period. And we are glad to see an increased diversity of the crystallization dates of our fees. Moving on to slide 7, you can find the breakdown of our total expenses. While total expenses increased by 72%, a majority of them came from variable costs such as discretionary management bonus, which distribute 20 to 23% of the group net profits before tax every year. Meanwhile, you can see that our fixed costs only increased by 34%. When you look at the bar chart on the right, you will have a better sense on our cost management, which has been prudent as always. Fixed costs of our fund management business remain well covered by net management fees. In fact, our fixed cost coverage ratio increased to 3 times in the first half of this year from 2.7 times, demonstrating the resilience of our business in times of market volatility. With enhanced fee income and effective cost control, operating profit before other gains or losses more than doubled to 362 million Hong Kong dollars. Operating profit margin increased to 60.1% from 54.7% a year earlier. Meanwhile, net value gains of the group's treasury operations increased it substantially to 126 million Hong Kong dollars. All this boosted net profit more than tripled to 446 million Hong Kong dollars. Now, I will pass on to Tim, our CEO, who will go through our business highlights.
Thank you, Icy. For those who have been following us in the past few years, you will have noticed the robust growth momentum of Value Partners. In the first half of the year, our growth story continued. We have strengthened our distribution network, anchored our presence in strategic markets, and innovated our suite of products. Value Partners is highly recognized among major international, regional, Chinese distributors in Hong Kong on the back of our core competence in investment management and distinctive product offerings. Our high dividend stock fund, the group's largest own brand fund, has been named as the best retail product in Asian Investors' latest asset management award. While we enjoy high penetration in our home market with a strong franchise, we have been leveraging the network of our distributors to extend the reach of our best-selling products in the region and other overseas markets. Looking forward, we will continue to foster the ties with our distributors to further broaden our clientele and footprint. Next, I would like to give you an update on our business in China, a key market to Value Partners. On the mainland, we have been a business partner with ICBC, the largest bank in China, for multiple years. In the first half of the year, our partnership grew deeper and evolved into a multilateral and comprehensive collaboration. In addition to offering Asia investment advisory services, we are also working with ICBC to provide cross-border and outbound investments for the bank's clients, for example, through QDII funds. Meanwhile, with mutual recognition of funds came into effect, we are in the final stage of our preparation work to participate in the scheme to introduce our best-selling funds to China's retail investors. With the mutual recognition qualification, this will mark an important milestone in our history, as it is the first time we can take domestic capital, China capital, with our own brand funds and invest the money overseas. While we have expanded our presence in key strategic markets such as China, we have also introduced 5 new funds in the first 7 months of this year, continuing the expansion of our product platform. To start with, we have launched Value China Asia ETF, the world's first value-based RQV Asia ETF, in March 2015. Meanwhile, we have also expanded our UCITS product platform with the addition of a thematic fund and 2 equity funds. We have been seeing a growing demand for UCITS funds from private bank and also investors in Europe and Asia. By enriching our UCITS product suite, this will help our building of our footprint in this market and bring in new clients. Next, we have also enhanced our presence in Southeast Asia and Taiwan, following the establishment of our Singapore subsidiary last year. The unit has introduced its first feeder fund in Malaysia in June. The feeder fund invests in our high dividend stocks fund and is launched with Arvin Huang Asset Management, one of the top 5 asset managers in Malaysia. In the near term, we will continue to focus on accredited and institutional investors in the ASEAN region. Elsewhere in Taiwan, we have also adjusted our strategic focus of our joint venture earlier this year. On top of our commitment to the local market, offshore and institutional opportunities are among our key focuses. In meeting the offshore investment needs of Taiwan's financial institutions, we have already established partnerships with a couple of leading banks and brokerages. As for the institutional prospect, we are also in discussion with insurance companies which are keen to invest overseas. Last but not least, let me briefly share with you our views on the recent developments in the China stock market. As a long-term investor in China for over 2 decades, Value Partners has immense experience in weathering market downturns, and we believe the underlying direction of the Chinese stock market is still up over the long run. Every time we went through the market turbulence, we came out stronger than before. Although the market is likely to remain volatile in the near future, we will continue to demonstrate the fundamental strength of our business and execute on our strategy to deliver sustained returns for our investors and shareholders. This is the end of our presentation. We will now open the floor for questions. Thank you.